Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Missed out on being regaled by me and my version of Henry VIII, I am. Although I suppose, Jay, I could sing it.
Why not?
Herman's
you should change some of the words. September.
I'm Henry VIII. I am. Yeah, I'm September. It doesn't do any vowels and too many syllables in there to make that work. September the 8th, as was pointed out by my colleague and friend Jay Kirshner, and yours too. She's your friend. We're all your friends here as we work our way through the issues of the day, the things that matter. Some of the items you may know about to a point. You have an opinion or a thought or you've heard the story before. Or you may find that there are things in here that are unusually, superbly thought out and thought through. Most of that will come from Jay. My thoughts as they sort of spring from my mind. Although I do look at things that we want to talk about, thinking, well, what will the audience think about that? What will they take away from the conversation? The takeaway, the fallout, if you will, the effect of how we review certain things, pretty important. Situation with another country launching a probe to the moon. What the heck? Japan now has spent the billions of dollars hoping to be the fifth country to land. They've launched the rocket, trying to get up there. The Russians didn't make it. The Indians did, right? Isn't that the most recent?
So
it's like it's a space race. And on board this rocket are a couple of items like a lander to investigate. Isn't it awful? I think it's terrible that all these countries spend all this money to do this. Maybe it's national pride, because we know how much national pride it brought to us, but why wouldn't we all work together?
Well,
do we not trust each other? That's the question.
Are we not working together and accept, like, whatever somebody gets up on the moon, it seems like everyone's landing in different parts, and you get to experience different things and learn different things, but then they're sharing the research.
They are?
Is that not what's happening?
You think the Russians would share the research if their lander hadn't crashed? I wouldn't hold my breath for that. Maybe at some point in time when there was a good deal of detente with the Russians, but right now, good heavens, what a ridiculous situation. The world is in a ridiculous, it really is, ridiculous situation with all of this fussing and fighting and what comes of it. Well, I'm the strongest and toughest guy on the block. Yeah, okay. And what good is that? In the light of eternity, where are you going to take that? Where are you going with that? I'd much rather be somebody who was positive and friendly. That's how you're remembered, more so than that guy was an a-hole. Right? Now, I don't know that that's going off on a deep
but that's one of those sayings that, for the most part, people don't remember what you do. They remember how you made them feel.
Yeah. Right. Thank you. The one-chip challenge. I think I understood this the last time we talked about it. Right? This is this whole business of...
Yeah, just a really crazy hot chip, and it's only one chip in the package.
Yeah. And I'm looking at... Is the chip a Pakui? Is that how they pronounce it? P-A-Q-U-I?
I think it's Packy.
Packy? Is that it? That easy? Oh. Okay. Well, let's see here. I think the fellow who died was here in Massachusetts, Worcester, wasn't it?
The team.
A couple of weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah, the high school student.
Last week. So, anyway, the challenge chip sells for $10, comes wrapped in a sealed foil pouch, enclosed in a coffin-shaped cardboard box.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, this is great. Who came up with this? That person should be charged with murder. Where did this come from? What company... Who would? I'm not, I'm,
oh, this
I don't
has been around for a long time, quite a few years. And at one point, at the height of the one chip challenge for social media, you couldn't even buy the chip anywhere. You had to, basically, people were buying it up and then reselling it for a lot of money.
Really?
So many people wanted to try this challenge. And nobody thinks it's that harmful because it's a food. It's an actual food item. It's just really high. It might give you, like, some indigestion or an upset stomach or something like that. But
heartburn.
If you have additional issues, this really could be deadly. And this happened, I feel like, around the same time, similar timing to the Tide Pod challenge where people were actually eating Tide Pods.
Right.
That's one that should be common sense. Do not eat a Tide Pod. But with this one chip challenge, nobody saw it as crazy dangerous.
So this company belongs to the Hershey Chocolate Company, and they posted a statement on their website saying, quote, they were deeply saddened by the death of this kid because they're going to get sued. They'll be sued. I'm surprised there isn't some lawyer on this. Probably is already. The statement goes on to say, quote, we have seen an increase in teens and other individuals not heeding the warnings that are on the bag or the package. As a result, while the product continues to adhere to food safety standards, what a load of crap.
Well, and they're still waiting on the medical examiner's official autopsy because was there some underlying issue that this one chip challenge added to it? Was it completely unrelated? Was it truly and solely because of the chip? Where did the chip come from? Was it laced with something else? Who knows?
So here's the DA who's after. This is the DA in Worcester County is from a family. There's been a DA named Joe Early for as long as I can remember in Worcester County. Very political. Anyway, he writes on X that the company warnings state the chips are intended for adult consumption. That's where they'll get them.
Yes, keep away from children.
Yeah, and this kid was, what, 14 or something?
14, yes.
Yeah. This is a big lawsuit here. Big, big, big lawsuit. Okay, is this weekend Grandparents' Day?
Or Sunday, yes. Mm-hmm.
This Sunday. All right, so what do? You have grandparents around still? No, your mother and father.
I do not, no.
No, okay. I don't. Well, at my age, I'm not likely I'd have any grandparents around. But the two children.
But you are one.
That are my grandchildren, they better step up to the plate for Gramps.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. What's an appropriate thing to do, either with your grandparents or for your grandparents, if you're the child of the grandparent and then the grandparent, the grandchildren, is there something that you're to do that makes the grandparent feel special? Is there it depends.
I think you can treat it a lot like Father's Day and Mother's Day, where but more so a focus for the grandchild and grandchildren's relationship with the grandparent. And then the parent themselves, the in-between, can kind of help navigate that, depending if the children are especially young.
Yeah, I think that it'd be interesting. I can hear Miles calling, jumping around, Gramps, Gramps, why aren't you here? And that is a point. I'm trying to think of when the last time I actually was with the children or grandchildren on Grandparents' Day. I don't think I have, because it's usually too early in the season for me to be traveling because there's so much stuff going on the farm. Maybe we'll do a later Grandparents' Day. But is there something that you can do or say when you get... Yeah, I'm the only one here who's a grandparent, so I know what I like.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of a gift do I want? I want just a conversation and see what's going on. But there are a lot of people...
Nice FaceTime date.
Yeah, depending on the age of the grandchildren, there are some practical things, like maybe you get the grandparents' house cleaned for them. Maybe you do some, you hang some pictures, just to spend time, as much as anything else. That's mostly what we want. I don't give a damn about it. I don't need anything. I don't want anything.
Yeah.
What I want is for them to have time. Right, exactly. And so I can hear my daughter saying, this is just another Hallmark holiday. And a reason to buy a card and send a card, that may be that's a little bit challenging, but it's always good to have a token of love, right? An appreciation, something warm, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
I mean, we have what's called Sweetest Day. I don't think it's nationwide. I think it's a regional thing. Do you have Sweetest Day in Massachusetts?
I know the term, but how does it get served?
It's in October. Usually falls. It's the second Saturday of October. Usually around like the 14th, 15th, 16th. And it is kind of like a Valentine's Day on a lesser, like less romantic about it. You can celebrate anybody you love. It's friendship, other relationships, not just romantic. It's Sweetest Day.
Mm. It's sweet.
It's sweet. Right?
Huh. Sweetest Day. I'm very sweet. Sugar is sweet, my love, and so are you. That's an old Bobby Vinton song, I think. Yeah, it's Bobby Vinton. So this is the best thing you can do. Share time, maybe buy a meal or bring a meal or cook a meal for your grandparents. That would be good.
Ooh, and I know, cook together.
Yeah,
if your grandparent cooks, maybe like learn one of their own family recipes that you hadn't known that you can carry with you into your family when you get older.
So here's as a public service, some ideas. Maybe a music lesson. This is, if you want your parents, parents and grandparents, if you want them to stay skilled, that is to keep their mind busy and on target and healthy and their body as well, one of the best things you can do for somebody's brain is to either teach them a new language or have them learn a new language or learn how to play a musical instrument like guitar lessons, maybe music, piano lessons, that kind of stuff. If they have not done that, something that they haven't done, the possibilities actually are endless when you think about it. Where do you go and what do you do? But I think hopefully a couple of good ideas here for people who are trying to come up with you probably could find a list somewhere, Jay, that you can post if that works on all our social media. Handle is at Good Day Networks. Help yourself to that. Program brought to you in part by the folks who are insuring lots of motorcycles and lots of boats and lots of cars and lots of RVs. You know, number one is Progressive. So you can save money by dialing 800-PROGRESSIVE and spend a few minutes with someone who is actually, there's actually a person, hello, at the other end of the line. You can go online to progressive.com. I went to, I have to rent what they call a trash pump for some work at the farm to clean out a thing that's got all soggy. And so I called to rent one, and I got to the Home Depot, and they said, yeah, we have them. I said, okay, can you set one aside? Oh, no, you have to make all those arrangements online. So guess what? They just lost a customer. Ha, ha, ha. 18 past the hour.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver Plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. O'Reilly Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. Plus, get a $5 O reward to use on a future purchase. Our professional parts people can also recommend all the supplies you need for your next oil change. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
You said 1,500 hours.
Jax's hangar flies high thanks to his military precision.
Bob, you copy?
Oh. He wants to land some aircraft mechanics, preferably with a military background.
Okay, I wasn't aware of a new timeline.
Cancel. Stand by for new assignments.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
At 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Friday the 8th of September. We've got a full week under our belt. Yep, Friday already. Jay Kirshner is here with the Dugger on the Good Day program. It's celebrity news time, social media time, gossip time, I suppose, trending items. And guess who's trending? Not that you would necessarily guess this. Pamela Anderson is going to sell all of her old clothing. So, what would be the number one thing? If you were to stand in line or you were to sit at a computer and look at all of her old clothes, which suit, which outfit would you pay the most money for? I know this is probably not on the top of what you expected to have conversation about today, but I think you'll be fascinated to know, and maybe you've already guessed what the number one item will be as she gives away. And this looks like something that would be the benefit for some charity or something. Right?
Possibly.
Yeah. All right. What's Pamela Anderson selling? I'll give you a hint. Boom, boom. All right. Answer after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance. Palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Boom, boom. You thought that was a good clue, Jay, did you?
I thought maybe that would be... I had something in mind, and then when you did that, I was like, okay, wait, now I'm confused.
What, you had something in mind for a clue?
The most iconic thing is the red swimsuit when she was CJ Parker on Baywatch.
Yeah. Used to be called Boob Watch by the young boys that were watching it.
Oh, really?
Time. Oh, yeah. What? You never heard that? Come on. Somebody must
No, I really haven't.
Really?
I'm familiar with Baywatch, but yeah. Who was the guy? David Hasselhoff, too.
Yep, Hasselhoff was in it. And then The Rock was in the movie. The Rock
was great. Zac Efron and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that woman, the young lady who played his daughter on the movie that was about the San Francisco earthquake. I forget what it was called.
Oh, yeah. Alexandra Daddario. Yeah.
Cute. She was also in Baywatch.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah, she. What has she been in lately?
And then Priyanka Chopra Jones was in that, too.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was that question?
What is that young lady you just named? What's she been in lately?
She's in some witch faces. Show that's on one of the streaming networks. I can't remember what it's called.
All right, so anyway, as far as Pamela Anderson, yes, perhaps you should be on the lookout for the Baywatch suit that Jay just described. But what other things are in her iconic clothing collection? She says, I don't like to waste stuff. Better to clear my mind, clear my closet, make room for her new life, because she's not going to be in Baywatch probably again. So she says others will probably find joy in some of these things. I don't want to hang on to them. The memories are made to share.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to set up. She's got an archive of things, and they're on her website, which is what? What's her website? PamelaAnderson.com? Probably,
I would think, but she has this new documentary and memoir coming out where she is telling everything and healing in the interim.
Yeah. Well, that's what is it called? Is that the one, Pamela, a love story?
I think that's the documentary and then the memoir.
All right. All right, so you want to buy some Pamela Anderson clothing? Help yourself. That's the story. That's the bomb. It's 28 after.
Pet Show tip of the day. Just last week on the Pet Show, I got an interesting call from someone telling me that they have a new baby in the house and the dog is overreacting to the sounds the baby's making. Well, you know, it's very common for dogs and cats to react differently to the sounds in our homes based on the fact that their hearing is so much better than ours, and if something is different, they're going to react to it. So before bringing a baby into your household, it's a good idea to get a recording of every sound the baby can make. In fact, I have them on my website. What you can do is download those, play them at a low volume for the dog or cat, and increase it over a period of time till eventually they're not responding, which will make the arrival of the baby a lot easier. Also, you can do the same thing with thunderstorms. 4th of July, how many dogs and cats panic on the 4th of July? You can do it with firecrackers, thunderstorms, motorcycles next door, diesel trucks. If your dog or cat has a noise phobia, find out what that phobia is, make a recording of it, play it at a low volume, increase it gradually. It's called desensitizing, and all dogs and cats will respond. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Endless Summer Sale, September 1st through the 11th, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee wants the Georgia District Attorney prosecuting former President Trump to turn over documents. Republican Committee Chair Jim Jordan of Ohio sent Fannie Willis a letter late last month demanding records related to any communication with federal officials concerning her investigation. Willis is prosecuting Trump and 18 others in a sweeping indictment, accusing them of trying to illegally overturn Georgia's 2020 presidential election results. Since May of this year, wage growth in the United States has been outpacing inflation, Bankrate analyst Sarah Foster points out.
The economy is turning a corner. The gap is closing. But when you compare how much prices have risen since the beginning of 2021, we can see that there's about a 3-point gap for wages.
And the NFL is back. Kansas City taking on the Lions tonight. Dave Collins, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now. Call at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Add your voice to the conversation. Leave us a message on 855-999-DUG.
Next message.
855-999-3684.
Got the message?
Yes.
Hey, don't worry, be happy. You found the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. On a Friday program, a get-together, which is aimed at having us speak as well as we can and bring as much desired happiness. What is that? What's the line of that song? Crank that up. Don't worry, be happy. That's it, right?
Be happy.
That's it. Okay. So, the times, they are changing. I was looking into this movie, Barbie. Have you seen Barbie? Do you have a desire to see Barbie?
I do have a desire to see it. I just haven't had the time.
Okay. Jay Kirshner, by the way, with Doug Steffen on Good Day. So I just was nosing around because I want to talk to Chucker about this a little bit later on. And I found that this idea for the movie was hatched back in 2018. There was a new chief at Mattel, and he came up with the idea to have a feature film starring Barbie. And he wanted to make sure... He said, I don't care if it makes a nickel or if it sells a single additional doll. It just has to be good. And I would like to have it discussed as a cultural event. Okay? and to break molds of movies.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think it's done that? You think that it's...
I think it has, but what's so fascinating, I find, is that the concept and development initially started in September 2009. It's been through so many different actresses tied to the Barbie role, directors, writers, and then by the time it finally came to fruition, it's 2023, and this is the film we have now that has really been a blockbuster, opposite of bust. Bust is in my brain. It's been amazing.
Because of Pamela Anderson, no doubt. The movie's taken in $1.4 billion. And that's the Harry Potter league of movies. That isn't up to the point where Avatar was or Titanic, but still, it's pretty good. And this whole business of having Margot Robbie in it, she's become more or less she's not only the star, but she, I think, helped write it. Didn't she produce the movie, if I'm not mistaken? She picked the director, I know that.
She has a producer credit on the film. It was written and directed by Greta Gerwig, and then Noah Baumbach also helped to write it, co-wrote it.
Right. So, now, the question isn't necessarily about the movie. It's about selling product. As a matter of fact, I reached back into the archives. I had James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas to find what we all remember to be the original Mattel. Mattel owns Barbie, the Mattel toy company. Remember these commercials?
Tommy Burst has automatic bolt action. Fire off a burst of 10 shots. Pull the bolt again, you're reloaded. Or fire single shots like a rifle. But Tommy Burst alone is $3. In the detective set, you also get the Snub Nose 38 and Snap Draw Shoulder Holster. The pistol fires greeny stick'em caps and shoots safe shooting shells. The exciting new Tommy Burst detective set includes wallet, badge, and ID card. $7 wherever toys are sold. You can tell it's Mattel. It's swell.
Who doesn't remember that? So now, as the impact of Barbie goes on, they are planning another film, and they have outsold Barbie's always been a popular. Barbie's been around since I was a kid. I remember Barbie dolls. I don't remember there was a Ken, though. I just remember Barbie doll. I don't even remember when my sisters played with them, but I just knew, everybody knew there was a Barbie. All the young boys looked at Barbie dolls and went, that silly stuff.
Well, Ken came out in the 60s. When did Barbie come out, the 50s?
Yeah, I think like 58 years ago. Anyway, this whole business about selling, he said, I don't care whether we sell any dolls or not. Well, guess how many dolls they've sold around the world. They've sold almost as many dolls in terms of monetary value as they have sold tickets to the movie. That's how this thing, and they can't keep up with the orders. And there are so many different Barbies now, or outfits, not different Barbies, but aren't there a whole bunch of different outfits
now? All the different accessories that you can buy with the Barbies and change your outfits up. You have the houses, the motorhomes.
Yeah.
So much. You have the holiday Barbies that come out every December.
Yeah. So you can tell it's Mattel. And as far as the stockholders are concerned, it's swell. So what would be the theme of the next movie, though? What would you do in another Barbie movie? What happens? Can lightning strike more than once is always the question. It did happen with series of movies. I don't know whether Avatar would be an example of that or not, but certainly the Indiana Jones movies, the Jurassic Park movies, the Star Wars movies.
Well, what is it? The Godfather Part 2 is one of those that it's well known that the sequel...
Was better than the original.
I believe Terminator 2, The Dark Knight, and that one to The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the movie cost them $141 million to make, and they say that they'd be happy to spend another $150 million to make another movie.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll see what sort of social phenom that is. All right, a couple of rescues in conversational news today. The rescue race to save the American who fell inside of a Turkish cave.
No, he was spelunking.
Who's your what?
He was spelunking. He didn't fall into the cave. He was in the cave on purpose. It's a sport.
Oh, he was? I thought he fell in. He was like thousands of feet down in the, and he didn't fall down? Huh.
I didn't think so. I thought he was exploring.
They get him out?
No, they're still working to get him out, but it's looking better because he can walk on his own again. They believe it was gastrointestinal bleeding, and they got medics down there along with trying. He fell ill.
Uh-huh.
So, he actually fell ill while he was down there, and they had to send a bunch of people down to get him out, but also medical personnel to try to help him, and he's improving enough that he is able to walk on his own. And these are caverns, so
this is almost a mile down, though. It's almost a mile down into the center of the earth in some cave in Turkey. So what is there that prompts somebody to go down? Do you know how scary? Have you ever been in a cave with stalactites and stalagmites? You know,
I don't know what those two words at the end of that sentence are, but I have been in, like, small caverns where it's really tight and you basically have to go sideways and, like, contort your body a little bit to go through.
The stalagmite, stalactite, it's in a cave where there is, if you will, bleeding from the top and the bottom, salt and the things that make crystallized salt. That if there's moisture and it comes out, it brings the salt with it. And oftentimes they make, as you're suggesting, a cave very difficult to navigate because you can't get around through them. I can't imagine anything scarier than being, this is something that apparently is done as an expedition, right? There are people that go down in this cave every day.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what happens here?
And he was all the way at the base camp in there, which can take even an experienced caver 15 hours to get back to the surface in ideal conditions. And they were wondering how they were going to get him, if they were going to have to carry him on some kind of thin
stretcher.
He has improved enough that he can walk out on his own accord, but he still does need the assistance to work together and get him out.
Well, you wouldn't find me doing it, but it's another story, another saga in the element that we look for interesting things to talk about, interesting people. Here's another rescue. This one is in the Coral Sea this week. Multiple shark attacks damaging an inflatable catamaran. So three people ended up in the drink. The catamaran didn't sink, but pretty close. I didn't think sharks bothered anything unless there was blood around it or whatever the object was bothered them. I didn't think, you hear all the stories all the time about sharks, you can swim with sharks. But then we've had all of these, like, 20 different examples of shark attacks this summer.
Well, and depending on how you're moving around, if you're splashing around and they're hungry, they may mistake you for something else.
Mistake you for a steak. Right? Ay, ay, ay. All right, and here's this silly Florida man riding a human-sized hamster wheel. What in the name of God is the matter with people? He was attempting to cross the...
He didn't know that was illegal. It is.
Well, it's not that it's illegal or illegal, but who would be nuts enough to try to cross the Atlantic Ocean?
Oh, he's facing federal charges on this.
Why?
Because he's crazy. He's not a captain. And if you're doing something where you're out on the water, you have to have a captain with something like this.
You do?
Yeah, he's in this weird hydropod vessel.
But he's trying to power it himself, right?
Mm-hmm.
The hamster wheel.
Like a hamster wheel.
Yeah. You got to be nuts. What? Never mind being out there on your own. What happens when the next hurricane floats by? What's going to happen to you then?
I think, wasn't that why he was doing this, though?
What, he wanted to ride the hydropod through?
No, he thought that would be the best way to survive a hurricane or something like that.
I think this guy's nuts. He said he threatened to blow himself up when the Coast Guard approached him. Yeah, this guy's nuts. Nuts, 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 nuts. But yet another interesting thing to talk about. Like, all right, would you do this? Would anybody in his or her right mind do this? Seriously. Who would do this? Nobody's got to do this. Crazy people. All right.
to each their own. But just in case anybody was thinking about doing this, he is placed on $250,000 bond, which he posted because it is illegal to go into the ocean riding in a hamster wheel.
Where is that legislation?
The more you know.
See a copy about that? Yeah. All right, some other people in the news. Jimmy Fallon looks like, you know, I said this about him 4 or 5 years ago. I think this guy's got a problem with booze.
Well, he acknowledged that himself. I think he's sober now or doesn't drink as much. But he had that issue where he was drunk and he acknowledges he fell and hit a corner of the table in a certain way and then it got stuck on his wedding band and he almost completely severed his finger.
Yeah.
And that was what made him realize that he might have a little bit of a drinking problem. But people who used to work for his show, and I think there's two current people maybe, had said that it was
two current
kind
ones
of a bad
and 14 former.
It was a bad environment. But the current ones, some of the current ones said that it's changed. It's not that way anymore. Yes, it was. And there were good days with Jimmy and there were bad days with Jimmy. And the atmosphere has since changed. It's not still that way, but other people acknowledge, like, yeah, it wasn't really great there for a while. And he came out and he said that he owned it and said he apologized.
Yeah. Now, listen, none of us are perfect. I'm not excusing him. I don't think he's funny. I don't think he's amusing. I don't think the show is good. But I judge everybody on Johnny Carson, comparing him. I think all of them, he's the least political. That's, the show has more merit. The other thing is, Stephen Colbert is just a complete waste of time and an arrogant. I'd like to talk to people who work with him. And Kimmel is, in a sense, I feel sorry in a way for why do you have to go down that road? You get all that success going for you? All right, well, keep our fingers crossed for him. 48 after, and good day.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Protect your engine with Syntec Full Synthetic Motor Oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec is designed for today's engines to dissipate heat and reduce friction and wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $33.99, plus 2x O Rewards points. Limits apply. Choose Syntec exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Blueprint. Said again, Doug. What in the heck's going on? Just recording some things. My tongue is getting caught behind my eye. Teeth can't see what I'm saying. The Blueprint for healthy eating and healthy food that comes here every day at this time. Foodfarmfamily.com is the website for the information that Jay prepares for us to discuss on this portion of the program. And so number one on the hit parade today, the oysters that have been harvested off the shore of Connecticut have been recalled in a number of states. FDA alerting Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, New York, Connecticut, Maryland, and there are some other states apparently that have had these oysters distributed. This is something that's really raw oysters, raw anything. You know, Jay and I had this conversation about sushi the other day. She said to me, well, not all of it's not cooked. There's nothing you should put in your mouth these days. If you don't cook it, you're in trouble. I just think that there's too many things, too many contaminated things around
really
every day.
To trust
we have
the place.
Yeah,
if you're at a restaurant.
You know
it's a really good place.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. So if you anybody who bought some oysters in any grocery store or anything in the last four or five, 6 days, this week, last 8 days, likelihood there's contamination. And you'll get stomach cramps and nausea and vomiting and fever and all those good things. So if you got them, cook them. I don't see any reason to bring them back unless you just only want to eat raw oysters. And if that's the case, bring them back. All right, let's have some good news from the world of yum-yums. This year has been nothing short of fabulous for summer tomatoes, and they're ripening. This is the time of year. If you like tomatoes, you will love mostly the eastern and northeastern tomatoes, different varieties. We planted a whole bunch of them in my garden, selling them at the farmer's market that I have. Mm-hmm. I was just reading a review in one of the ag trades about this season's tomato harvest, and because of the wet weather, the plants themselves are all over the place. They grew crazy. But now that we've had some sun, people are really enjoying
how juicy. We had a whole bunch of those little, what do they call them, toy tomatoes.
Oh,
and
uh-huh.
They're yellow. Man, they are really good.
I do enjoy tomatoes when they're in the yellow stage.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, a lot of different varieties. I think around here we have 40, 50, 60 different varieties of tomatoes, and they've all been very good. The inside hothouse tomatoes, crap. What you want is stuff that's grown outside. Hello. Duh. Outside, sunshine, lollipops, roses, all that good stuff. And the locally produced tomatoes are the best. You know that. So make sure you go find a farmer's market or someplace where maybe you're lucky enough to be able to grow them yourself. Every year we grow a lot of tomatoes. And I'm not sure that I like corn and tomatoes and that sort of thing. But there are other things that are being grown that are fresh, that are wonderful. And now with tomatoes and apples just coming out all around the country, yum. So from the point of view that you have, Jay, of loving fall, it's a good reason to love fall. Late season goodies that are in the garden and the apples and all that good stuff. So, all right, why is the Great British Baking Show ending the episodes that they've been doing? I don't know that much about this, but these baking shows, cooking shows are everywhere. I figured you'd know about what the deal is for the Great British Baking Show.
Yeah, they do these national-themed episodes where there's a week and it's like Mexican food or Italian food, like stuff like that. And it's not so much that the themed week itself and the recipes and honoring different heritage is the problem. It's that they make jokes that in today's society just aren't...
Don't work.
Pretty much, yeah, they don't hold up anymore. Like mispronouncing things and kind of adding to stereotypes. And so they just decided, you know what, let's just do away with those.
Mm-hmm. Something like that Asian chick makes great Chinese food. Right? That's probably not something that... I was actually, just as an aside, for those of you who have been listening to the entire half hour, this half hour, we had at the beginning of the hour... the half hour commercial for Mattel that was about as politically incorrect today. Can you imagine a commercial for a little Tommy gun that was out in the 50s or 60s being okay today? Any commercial like that for a gun for a child? Oy, man. So
you know, now that I think about it, I don't even really notice commercials for like the squirt guns or the Nerf gun thingies.
Yeah, anymore?
Yeah. They still have those toys out there, but I don't recall seeing any ads or commercials for them.
Right. All right, well, there we've solved a lot of challenges in just one conversation, folks. Don't you find that rewarding? Very exciting here on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.